welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being, and we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. So today we're talking about three camps that I see people hanging out in. Too many people, too many digital business owners hanging out in one of these three camps. And it really saddens me. It pains me when I see this kind of self-sabotage, because I have been all of these things. I have been one of these three at different times in my life. So I recognize it in other people. And there's not a lot of people that aren't in one of these three camps some of the time. I don't mean you live there, but there's a lot of people hanging out in these three camps longer than we need to. So let's talk about it and let's make a plan to move from this camp to our home where our business actually serves us. So camp number one, where we don't want to be hanging out in, is the camp of being frozen in comparisonitis. You know what I mean. It's the scrolling, it's the not taking action, it's the consuming rather than creating. This is going, oh my gosh, what am I doing? It's the imposter syndrome. It's looking at what everyone else is doing, feeling totally overwhelmed, feeling like you know, there's no chance, like a really small fish in a really big pond that's full of really wonderful fish. That's the place that I'm talking about. And if that's you, you know that you are stuck not doing things, really great intentions, but stuck in a place of inaction. This is where you sign up for the courses and do the webinars and you know, you go on Instagram to post something, you're not sure what to post because you're not thinking from that place of authority. It's really easy to get distracted. It's really easy to get overwhelmed with what all of these incredible people are doing, but we can't stay there. That's why I talk about this four-step process of creating content and engaging with people before you consume. Now, that episode is coming up soon. I've done a couple of reels and things on it, so more on that to come, the power hour. But that's camp number one. And the strategy for getting out of that is remembering that calling, remembering why you started your business or why you want to start a business, coming back to that place of service, because you are serving nobody if you are stuck in that frozen fear place. You have so much to offer. Do not stay there. Like, put the blinkers on if you need to. Go into this non-consuming time where you can create and develop your voice, because we want to hear you, right? You have so much to offer. So if you're in that camp, put a strategy in place for yourself that involves culling your consumption time to specific times of the week, or even going on a full-on, you know, fasting diet from consuming. And then put time blocks when you are going to, not necessarily straight away post, but think and develop your thought processes, your frameworks, your leadership before you then begin to share that, right? Put a step-by-step plan in place from you to go from that frozen place to allowing yourself space to think, allowing yourself time to think about what you want to say. Why do you do what you do? Why do you do it the way that you do it? And start talking about that. All right, that's camp number one. Camp number two that I wanted to talk about is having this prison, all-consuming prison of client work, so much so that you have no time to work on your business. So you're working in the business, not on the business. So you're serving your current clients, you're busy, you're doing great work, but you're leaving the growth of your business to chance, or you're stagnating, you're plateaued. You have plateaued. And if a business isn't growing, then it's in a really dangerous place, right? We can't leave our business plateaued for too long. Yes, you can for a certain period if it's intentional and that's part of your design and all of that, great. But not because you're too busy or because you need to hire someone or just when things slow down a bit, because we all know things aren't going to slow down a bit unless you make them slow down. So that is your action plan to get out of that place. I have been here. I have an agency, right? I had two agencies, still kind of do, not really. Now it's really just one. But I know what it is like to be in this place where your clients come first and you have that integrity that if something goes wrong or they need something, or, you know, you want to provide that level of excellence, and that can be all consuming. I get it. And there is something beautiful to be said about that quality of striving for excellence and having integrity in going after what it is that, you know, you have agreed to, and to provide that level of service. There is something beautiful in that, but you can't stay there. We might have periods of that as we get more clients and we adjust team and team transition and all of that. But if you have bigger dreams for how you're spending your days that doesn't involve that client work and it is draining you more than it is filling your cup, that is not sustainable. You are actually doing your clients a disservice because you're overwhelming yourself. You're doing your family a disservice because you're not going to be as good a wife, mother, parent, daughter, friend. You know, you're not going to be showing up as the woman that you probably want to, because you are letting this client, you are letting someone else, building someone else's business, putting that above yourself, or serving someone else above yourself and above your family, above the growth and health of your business. And that's not good for anybody, actually, right? So even though the intention is beautiful, the actual outworking of that, you can't, it's you need to put place things in place. So either up the rates and hire someone, or hire someone straight away if there's capacity for that, or change the scope of work, learn to say no, put boundaries in place. It's hard on a podcast to talk to you specifically about what needs to happen in your business, but you know, for me, that involved actually firing clients, letting clients go, to create space to work on my business and to create space for passions and fun and, you know, all of that, for life, to create space for life, because we went through a really busy season. And so that took really strategic steps, and it was a process. It's not a one day, you know, bang and it's done kind of thing. Ours took about 12 months. So that's camp number two. Camp number three is where we're not frozen and we're not on client work. We're working on our own businesses and we're doing all the things, right? All the things. We've got 47 buckets in front of us, and we're doing a little bit of LinkedIn and a little bit of YouTube and a little bit of Instagram stories and podcasts and this and that. And we're just like, we've got our garden hose, which is our energy, and we're spraying it around the place, like sprinkling a little bit in each bucket. And the effort is immense. It's like that, you know, the duck underwater furiously pedaling, and we're not actually moving anywhere. We're not moving anywhere. The income, the results does not match the effort. We're doing the busy stuff, the busy stuff. We're making ourselves busy trying to do all the things. And we're only one person. And we're never going to fill the bucket. And we only see results when the bucket is full, right? We can only use the bucket. It's like the analogy only goes so far, right? But we can only use the bucket when the bucket is full. if we're sprinkling our garden hose into 47 buckets, it's going to take a long time for that bucket, those buckets to be full. If we only have 3 buckets, it's going to fill up a lot quicker. We're going to feel less stressed. We're going to get actually better results. We're going to get them faster. We're going to get more because of the overflow is the results, right? So that is the strategy of moving out of that place. It is cull, delete, 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 delete. We did this last year. Deleted so, like, we deleted so many things personally and professionally. We deleted school. We deleted activities. We deleted programs. We deleted like marketing channel. We deleted, deleted, deleted to refine so that we have one way of getting in front of new people, one way of nurturing people, and one way of selling to people. And that's where you start. And then you build on. And now we're back at the phase where we have a couple of each and we're in a really good place with that. But it took culling back to one. You don't have to stay there. But the 47 buckets is not helping you. It's really not helping you. So there are the 3 camps that I'm seeing lots of people stuck in. And if you can identify with one or more of those places, maybe you've been in one of those places before, maybe you're in one of those now. Like I said, I've been in all of those at one time or another in my 6 years of business, nearly 6 years of business. So this is not about shaming or knowing that you're stuck, you know, being stuck there forever. This is about identifying that and realizing that you can't go on like that if you want to grow your business, if you created your business to be the vehicle to freedom for you, financial freedom, time freedom, to be the thing that serves you so that you can live the life that you want to live because your business can be that for you. And yes, at the start, maybe it's not exactly that, right? We have to build it, but there's a way to building it that is hard and long. And then there's a way of building it that can be shorter. It's still going to be hard, right? Building a business is really rarely easy, but it can be more simple. We can refine what we're doing to amplify the results by doing less things, the right things, leveraging certain, you know, pulling certain levers to get a certain outcome. That is possible for you and your business, no matter how far gone you are and either how long you've been camped in one of those places, things can change. It takes identifying it. It takes making a plan. And I've given you some ideas for each one of those to help move you from that place that we personally used. So I know they work, right? And we've used these with different clients at different times because we're all here to serve, and so we can get really stuck in one of these places really easily. So when you think about the way that you're running your business, the way that you're growing it, the strategies you're putting in place to grow your business, I want you to step back and think, is there an easier way to do this? Is there a simpler way to get to my goal rather than worrying about what everyone else is doing or cramming my time full of client work or doing like a bajillion things to get, you know, 17 things to get a result that, you know, is actually not happening. Is there an easier way? How can it be easy? I want to encourage you, if you're in one of those places, sign up for our upcoming free masterclass. We've got a couple coming up. If you miss those, still check the link and check Instagram. That's probably going to be the best place. Link in bio will be the best place for you to find that if you have not already signed up. Otherwise, the link in the show notes here. For future ones, we may have a different link. So check Instagram at Annalise Warne for the link in the bio. But come along. This masterclass is about 3 key ways to earn more but spend less time and money to get there. That's what we all want, right? That's what we all want. We want more money with less effort. And I'm not saying it's going to be effortless because it's not going to be effortless, but
it's going to help you put real tangible strategies in place, and it's live so you can ask questions. So come along. The link for this one is a.annalisewarne.com/3secrets, the number 3. So a.annalisewarne.com/3secrets. The link's in bio, the link's in the show notes. So sign up for that, register, come along. The replay's only going to be up for a week. So then it's going to come down. I'm really excited for this because I know how powerful it can be. I know how easy it is to get distracted and overwhelmed and just copying what we think is going to work without really reflecting on what moves the needle in our business. That's it for today. Cannot wait to see you on one of those, and I'll see you next week. Bye, team. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. 2 things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarne.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.